The origins of the happiness movement could be traced back to over 2,300 years ago, when Aristotle wrote in the Nicomachean Ethics, "Happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence." Aristotle's definition of happiness rests not on an emotional state, but on what today is called well-being. The idea of well-being implies a state of flourishing with positive levels of health, economic prosperity, or not being impoverished, and social aspects. Happiness, in Aristotelian terms, includes living an ethical and virtuous life in relation to yourself and others. This same understanding of happiness seems to be what Thomas Jefferson meant when he said, quote, "The care of human life and happiness, and not their destruction, is the only legitimate object of government," end quote. More recently, the happiness movement is based in part as a corrective to the unintended outcomes from the use of a measurement first employed during the Great Depression, and that later helped to gauge nations' progress towards economic recovery after World War II. This measurement is the gross domestic product, GDP. As mentioned earlier, this is the sum of all goods and services produced in a year within a country's borders. As a point of interest, gross national product, GNP, is the sum produced by citizens or corporations of a nation, regardless of the site of production. The originator of GDP, Simon Kuznets, cautioned the U.S. Congress not to use GDP as a measurement to understand, quote, "the welfare of a nation," end quote. The unintended consequences of a focus on economic production and its measurement have contributed to environmental degradation threatening the survival of many species, including our own, social inequalities, and high levels of stress and unhappiness. An example is that economic value is created when natural resources are exploited, environments polluted, and cleanup of pollution and contamination contributes to GDP. Nevertheless, GDP has become the predominant measurement of economic growth, which remains the predominant goal for most governments around the world. The happiness movement in terms of government policies began a few years after the turn of the millennium. In 2008, the nation of Bhutan, situated north of India and to the east of Nepal, adopted a constitution that set the purpose of policy to promote the, quote, "condition that will enable the pursuit of gross national happiness," end quote. Gross national happiness, GNH, a term used in lieu of gross domestic product, is measured with a survey-based instrument and objective metrics that encompass the aspects of community vitality, cultural diversity and resilience, ecological diversity and resilience, education, good governance, health, living standards, psychological well-being, and time use. Policies are promulgated and implemented for the explicit purpose of the happiness and well-being of people, with the understanding that ecological conservation, a strong cultural identity, sustainable economic activity, and good governance are central to happiness. A gross national happiness commission was formed to work with all governmental departments for the integration of happiness into all aspects of government, and a GNH screening tool was created to assist in making decisions about policies and programs. This made international headlines and garnered much attention, both positive and negative.